Bursting Bubbles, Feedback from Clustered SNAE and the Trade-off Between Turbulence and Outflows, by Matthew E. Orr et al. We present an analytic model for clustered supernovae, SNAE, feedback in galaxy disks, incorporating the dynamical evolution of superbubbles formed from spatially overlapping SNAE remnants. We propose two realistic outcomes for the evolution of superbubbles in galactic disks. 1. The expansion velocity of the shock front falls below the turbulent velocity dispersion of the ism in the galaxy disk, whereupon the superbubble stalls and fragments, depositing its momentum entirely within the galaxy disk, or, 2. The superbubble grows in size to reach the gas scale height, breaking out of the galaxy disk and driving galactic outflows, fountains. In either case, we find that superbubble breakout almost always occurs before the last type 2 SN, LSEM 40 megayears in the recently formed star cluster, assuming a standard high-end IMF slope, and scalings between stellar lifetimes and masses. The threshold between these two cases implies a break in the effective strength of feedback in driving turbulence within galaxies, and a resulting change in the scalings of, e.g., star formation rates with gas surface density, the Kennicott-Schmidt relation, and the star formation efficiency in galaxy disks. This was Bursting Bubbles, Feedback from Clustered SNAE and the Trade-off Between Turbulence and Outflows, by Matthew E. Orr et al.